got started was, I have always wanted to teach a coupon class. I've been doing this for a few years now in some capacity, and people always ask, well, how do you do it? You know, I started really getting into coupons when I found out we were pregnant with our third child, because the idea of having two in diapers at the same time seemed very expensive. I knew what we were already paying for diapers for the first baby. And that was really the catalyst. People say, what got you into this? It was the diapers. And at the time, I am a stay-at-home mom. I was researching on the internet different ways to save money with coupons. And you would always hear in the media occasionally stories about people saving, you know, buying hundreds of dollars worth of things for pennies. And I thought, well, I want to be one of those people. I want to learn how to do it. And I, you know, did a lot of research, tried a lot of different things, and eventually settled on the system, which is what I teach in my classes now, that I call super couponing. And I pitched the class to our local library over the summer. We held the class in August. They said, you can expect probably 20 to 30 people. That'd be an excellent turnout. We had 162. And beyond that, you know, other libraries have started calling, and churches and schools and all kinds of things. And essentially, I've got a new job now. I'm a coupon class instructor.
Right, right. And from what I've gathered, it's really starting to grow in popularity. I know you're getting a lot of media attention.
Yes.
I know you don't want to give away all your secrets, but kind of what is like this the idea behind the super couponing class, or what do you teach?
Well, you know, it's funny when people say, "Oh, you're not giving away secrets." You know, none of this is secret. This information is all out there somewhere. I think I've just kind of compiled it and put it together in a way, that is very easy for everybody to follow. Super couponing basically is combining buying things when they're at their lowest price in the store, and then you use a coupon with it to further bring the price down for yourself. I mean, one thing most people don't realize is that the prices in the store fluctuate pretty wildly, but there's a system to them. They follow what industry calls a 12-week cycle. And what that means is everything in the store is only at its lowest price once about every 12 weeks. So if you're not buying your items when they're at that low, you're already paying more than you've got to pay. What my class does is teaches you how to watch those cycles, wait for those lows, and then move in and use your coupon and get things even cheaper.
The traditional way that I think of coupons is like the Sunday paper, but have things changed over the years? You have to check internet sites?
Yeah, the internet has definitely changed couponing a great deal. The Sunday circulars are still our biggest source of coupons. That's really the primary place that we get things. But there are a lot of great sites on the internet for coupons. There are many, many printable coupons in play at any given time. Where the internet really shines is watching these sales and following them. When you have all these different kinds of sites that are tracking, watching the sales cycles, watching the flyers, and basically saying, hey, this is on sale over here, and go use this coupon, and it's going to be even cheaper. Think of that on a grander scale, and that'll kind of give you an idea of what's going on. You mentioned my couponing blog earlier. I do have a coupon blog in which I kind of started watching these things too. And I was really reluctant to start it because I didn't think I needed it. Now my blog gets between 3,000 and 5,000 unique visitors a day, and they're all on there doing the same thing we are doing, finding deals, posting them, helping people that are new to this get into it. And it's like a little community.
And you had mentioned earlier about, you know, you'd see these stories on Dateline about family that they were like millionaires because they were able to, they showed all these ways that they cut spending. So you hear these like stories every once in a while. And then I heard about you through a friend of mine and his fiance are getting married and they're trying to save money for their wedding. And they listen to you and they go to your website. So I ran into them at Target and they were they're like, this coffee's on sale right now. We have a coupon for this amount. And, you know, we're going to buy a 6-month supply of coffee right now. And they were just so excited. So the current economic situation is kind of even making this more popular.
Oh, it definitely is. You know, I think that's really catapulted it into the popularity that it's receiving. And you mentioned all the media attention. Yes, instead of watching the people on TV, you know, buying stuff cheaply, now apparently they're watching me. It's really funny. I have never, ever sought out media for this. It's all just, you know, kind of happening because it's such a big topic right now. But that in turn is raising the awareness of this and more people are getting into it. And yes, like your people that are buying their 6-month supply of coffee, it is pretty thrilling when you can hit those deals. The deal with that this week was the single serving bags after a coupon ended up being 6 cents. So it was kind of a measure of how much coffee do you want to buy when you know it's only going to cost you 6 cents a pot for gourmet coffee. Great
right,
deal.
Right, that was what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're teaching classes, you're getting more requests for that, and more people are hitting your blog. Is that kind of, you have any plans to further Anything?
Well, there's always plans. There's always things in the works. I feel like I'm riding a big wave right now, and it's just I'm not really sure where it's all going, but I'm in for the ride, and it's really fun. Yes, I definitely have a lot of classes booked. I think I have 50 more booked, 50 for this area, and I book more every single day. My phone just rings constantly. And, yeah, the blogging is really, it's really fun for me. You know, it's really fun to get more people into this. It's helping a lot of people. I am very well aware of that. I hear stories all the time on families that were really struggling and not only are doing better because of this, but are actually able to donate food to their food pantry for the first time. That makes me feel great because the food pantry is my favorite, you know, pet charity, I guess, of sorts. And one of those truths as a couponer is, yes, you will start getting things for free. They might not even be things you want. So if you're getting things for free and you don't want them, your food pantry will take them. A lot of people have found once they really start getting into this, it has made it more charitable. And I love hearing stories like that.
Now, every situation is different, but for you, like for your situation, or how much money do you save monthly?
How much do I save monthly? It varies a little bit because, again, we're shopping the cycles, and it depends what's in the store. I'm spending right now on an average of between $40 and $65 a week to feed my family of five. But my savings per week is probably over at least anywhere in the $100 to $120 range. So on an annual scale, if you look at it, I'm saving about $5,000 a year, a little more. And I don't know anybody that would turn down $5,000 if you said, hey, don't you want to have this and keep it for yourself? Of course
right.
You do.
I'm sure there's people listening that are, intrigued but are wondering about how much time does it take to invest into finding these deals, things
well,
like that?
That is an excellent question, and the answer is not as much time as you would think. I spend about a half an hour a week on this, so to save that kind of money in a half hour's time is excellent. When you're first starting out, of course, it's going to take you a little longer, but it probably won't take you more than an hour a week. And again, there are so many resources that I go over in my classes for you online that are basically going to hold your hand through this. And they're going to tell you what to buy and use this coupon and do it then. My blog being one of them, there's a lot of great sites on the net. When you start to rely on the internet to kind of lead you through this, you also learn how to do it yourself, but you're investing a lot less time when it's all spelled out for you.
And for people interested, what's your website?
My website for my classes is supercouponing.com. If you go there, you can get information on where I'm teaching. All my classes at public libraries are free. That's another bonus. One of my favorite words, by the way, free.
Right.
And on the same site, supercouponing.com, is a link to my couponing blog. If you click that, that's where I post deals of the week, any place that there's things really cheap or free. You know, people love free things. And I'm sure people are listening thinking, how do I get things for free? Number one way to get stuff for free, pairing a dollar off coupon with a dollar sale. When you have a dollar off coupon and a dollar sale, guess what? It's free.
Right.
And it's just that simple. Sometimes you see the light go on in their eyes when I teach that, and they go, really? And you say, well, how often does that happen? Almost every single week. There are dollar sales everywhere, and there are dollar coupons. It's just a matter of putting them together. And that's kind of how it starts. You know, once you get into this, you can be prepared that it gets very addicting. It's fun.
Right, and that's kind of what I saw in my friends, that they were addicted, one. But second, that with the coffee deal, I was like, well, are you able to pair the coupon with this offer? Because sometimes do stores, like, exclude you from using coupons, or is that a misconception?
It's kind of a misconception. Certainly there is cashier resistance at times, but, again, it's not typically on the store's part. Sometimes there's some confusion, you know, do we take internet coupons, do we not? Do we take expired coupons, do we not? What I teach in my classes is you really have to rely on the store's coupon policy. And these are public. You can ask to see them, you know, at the service counter. You can find them on the store's websites or email them. They will tell you all the things you need to know. So when we go to the store as shoppers, we know exactly what they'll take. Yes, they will take internet coupons because their site says so. No, they won't take expireds because it says so, and so on. It helps us learn to play by the rules. And when you go in knowing what their rules are, the chances of you having any issues are definitely lessened because you're presenting them with exactly what they say they will accept.
And the last thing you had mentioned, or we had talked about how the economic conditions are obviously more people are cost conscious and looking for ways to cut spending. On the other side, are you seeing better deals these past few months as stores are looking to attract buyers?
Definitely. This time of year is a great time for deals because, again, in addition to the 12-week cycle I mentioned, there are long, year-long cycles. And as we're headed into holidays, we are going to see a lot of sales. We've seen them this month, you know, heading into Thanksgiving. Christmas will be the same way because you also have to consider this is the year end for a lot of the stores and also the companies and the products involved. If they want to boost their sales, you know, for even specific products or chain-wide for the store, there are definitely going to be good sales the next couple months. This is a great time to get into this.